Hello?
Hey, Mr. Ingram. This is Mr. Ingram.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you now, yes.
Okay, awesome. Hey, Mr. Ingram, this is Jerome Pratt. We had spoke last week about 203 and 205 South Jefferson.
Yeah, 203, right.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to give you a call. You had spoke to one, with one of my associates earlier today, but I apologize. I owe you an apology. When I had scheduled last week's appointment, I completely overlooked that it was a holiday on Monday.
Right, and I spoke with who? Someone else on your behalf?
Yes. His name was Will. You spoke to him earlier.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. He had We're a part of the same company.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just to give you some clarifying there. But yes, I just wanted to extend that apology and still let you know I can give you a call tomorrow with a solid offer for both those locations. If you're okay, if you're still up for that.
Yeah, I'm not going to refuse an offer, unless
Yes.
it's not to my liking. But yeah, you should go ahead and still, send me an offer or whatever, or
Okay.
however you do it,
Okay, definitely will do. And I just wanted to call you personally. I was speaking to the team about it today, and I completely forgot about the holiday, man. So I apologize. But
Yeah, it's okay.
yeah, I definitely will touch back with you tomorrow. Is around this time good for you?
Right. Now, the gentleman, he was supposed to call me back because he asked a lot of pertinent questions, He was
Yes.
really trying to get into my business and stuff like that, but he was cool.
Yes. Yeah, no, we got it mixed up. He didn't realize that, we were talking as well. But regardless, we'll both still communicate with you if you'd like us to.
Okay, but if he's talking in reference to the building or anybody, for that is he should be a little more let's say businesslike. He's asking a lot of personal questions that doesn't really appear. So I gave him the information, and when he didn't call me back, I figured maybe he didn't like my information, even though it's true. Because
Yeah.
I was trying to feeling I gave him information like I live in, because he asked me why I'm living in Virginia. I says I'm originally born in Virginia, and my extended family lives in Stone, that I'm going to live there. And I just told him, my son and daughter both graduated from Virginia State, and he said he has a son going there. And he asked about other property instead of homing in on 203 and 205.
Got you. Yeah.
So I said, you're asking a lot of personal things, but I'll tell you anyway. This is nothing I want to hide.
Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah.
no, I definitely understand that, and definitely we'll take that into consideration. Get straight to business.
Yeah, I guess he thought less of me, and then I told him a few things. I says, I'm a junior college graduate and what, and I told him I'd done a lot of business, in the real estate, and I drew certain conclusions, I guess. He never called me back, so it's good that you did. At least, I know you're on the same team.
Yeah, and it was just a mix up in our system. He didn't see that we were talking prior, but at the same time, we'll rectify that and definitely get you an offer.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem at all, Mr. Ingram.
Okay, go ahead.
And I will talk to you tomorrow around this time then.
Okay, cool. Sounds good.
All right. All right. You
All
take
right.
care.
You do the same.
Bye bye.